Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
On the show today, we have Aperture's very own Jen Demena. She is here talking about their recent study sharing one of the big findings of their study, surveying 2,000 banking customers out there. Half of Gen Z and millennials are open to switching their primary financial institution to either a community bank, one online-only bank, or even better, a credit union. So really good stuff here from Jen. Check it out. Buddy, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, look who we have in our virtual studios, Aperture's very own Jen Demena. Jen, how are you today? Good to see you.
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you back because today we're talking about, you guys conducted this study. You surveyed or polled or whatever the correct terminology is, 2,000 banking customers. Oh my gosh. And that you found that half of Gen Z and millennials are open to switching their primary financial institution to either a community bank, an online only bank, or hey, even better, a credit union, especially in our case, because that's our audience. So this is pretty cool stuff here, pretty interesting findings here. So I just want to start out what's going on here, Jen? What's in the soup here?
Yeah, so Aperture worked with the Harris Poll to survey, like you said, 2,000 U.S. adults, just to gauge some information about, you know, who are they banking with, why, and, you know, what's their interest in their current financial institution. But importantly, would they be interested or open to switching financial institutions? Yeah. Are they completely satisfied or are they not very satisfied with their current financial institution? And like you said, we found that about 50% of consumers would be open to switching.
That's a big number.
It is a big number, but if you think about one other thing that we found was about 75% of consumers are banking with large banks. And we kind of knew this, right? Like intuitively, we knew this. They wouldn't be the largest banks if most of the people weren't banking there.
Yep.
But even though 75% of consumers are banking with large banks, 50% would be willing to switch to a smaller financial institution. Mm-hmm. And of that group, the biggest type of financial institution would be a credit union. Most interested in switching to a credit union.
Really?
Which we found fantastic.
Well, that's great news for
great opportunity for credit unions.
Oh, for sure. So how can credit unions capitalize on this behavior, especially getting to the younger generations? Because we all know that the average age of a credit union member is getting up there. It's high 40s, low 50s, somewhere in there. So to get younger, so to speak, is really important. So how can credit unions capitalize on this behavior right now?
Yeah, so there's a few things that are kind of the, I would call them table stakes. And then there's a couple of things that are actually pretty interesting. So a great design for your mobile application, an always on application. So your availability has to be, you know, you have to be within, you know, kind of minutes of downtime in a year is the amount of availability that the younger generation is expecting. They're expecting to be able to do almost everything on their mobile device. They're not as much in the online channel. Now, the online channel is still really important for those older generations. But as credit unions look to attract the younger folks, they've got to focus on the mobile device and what can be done there. Mm-hmm. The younger generation are interested in, they're interested in a lot of the same types of functionality, speed of payments.
Yes.
They want to be able to do P2P payments really quickly. They're interested in even faster, so real-time payments, the FedNow, and I mean, they're not saying FedNow and the clearinghouse, but that's what they mean, faster is better. And also some kind of traditional functionality, like being able to check their credit score from within their financial institution, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But some of the features I think that are really interesting that they're looking for are things that have to do with social impact and aligning their values with the financial institution's values. So it gives a credit union the opportunity to really be out there in the market about who they are and what they believe in and how they're trying to help the communities that they're in. That's really impactful to especially Gen Z and even the younger millennials. they want to do business with companies that resonate with their values.
Right.
And credit unions have a great opportunity to kind of get out there with that so these younger folks know who they are and what mm-hmm. they believe in.
Yeah. So, all right, lesson or a big message for all you credit union marketers out there. Time to start bragging about your mission-driven brand. So yeah, so this is high time to do this type of stuff. So let's look at some other key findings from the study as well, because I mean this was just one aspect of it. It's just kind of scratching the surface, but I found this probably the most important one, especially if credit unions want to continue growing and get younger at the same time. So the other one was younger consumers are least likely to choose community banks. But so you referred to that in your previous response that they're more likely to go to a credit union. So what's going on here, though, that they're least likely to choose a community bank? I found that.
Yeah, that was an interesting survey result. And I think that, so when we talk about the youngest consumers, and we're really talking about the Gen Zs, most Gen Z, so Gen Z is defined in our study as a consumer between the ages of 18 and 26.
Yep.
So if you think about that group, they are either still in high school, or they're in college, or maybe they've just gotten out of college. Yes,
that first
and
job.
Didn't really dig into the why as much. Like, why are these folks banking with the large financial institutions? But a couple of things that we think are probably true. Sure. One, they're still banking with the same bank that mom and dad bank with.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yep. So that's where their first account was opened. Haven't really had a reason to, or you know, kind of been in the outside of school long enough to have started to make decisions about who am I really and where do I really want to bank. So that's one. And the other one is just the ubiquity of marketing from those large financial institutions.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's what they see. And they're, when you think about these younger folks, it's all about convenience, it's speed, mm-hmm. it's sort of instant gratification in kind of a way. So if they see an advertisement for a large bank, oh, okay, I'll just open my account there.
Yeah, it's easy.
So
yeah.
I think some of it's inertia.
Yeah.
Some of it is just, you know, they're stuck a little bit and they haven't really started to make those decisions for themselves.
Yeah, I totally get it. So logical for sure. And I think a lot of us were the same way when we came out of college. Okay, what's mom and dad doing? All right, I'll just go there and make it easy. And so I can start depositing my checks and all that type of stuff. But yeah,
right,
so
exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Hey, the other one, physical locations are waning in importance. We've been hearing this for years, Jen, that the branch is dead, but the branch is actually evolving. But this one really stuck out for me. Physical locations are waning in importance. So Cheryl, is it all about the mobile here? Is that going back to your previous response?
It really is. It's all about digital. So I think increasingly, so if you're of the boomer generation, you grew up with branches. So that's still sort of your go-to. That's where you're used to going to get your banking done. I'm a Gen X. I mean, I grew up with branches, but I've been digital for a so I can remember going into a branch, and every now and then I might have a need to go into a branch.
Yeah, me too.
But honestly, I don't really remember the last time I walked into a branch. And as you get into just even a little bit younger than that, with the older millennials, my daughter's an older millennial. She's never been into a bank branch, she would claim. She just never needed to. She can do everything online.
Yeah.
And then my son's a younger millennial and everything's on his mobile device. So it's just how those generations are transitioning. It really is all about digital. When you tell one of the younger folks that they have to physically show up somewhere in order to get something done, they're going to look for another way around. Like, how can I do this from the comfort of my home in my pajamas and not have to actually go somewhere to do something?
Yeah, yeah. I think we have kids the same age, because ours are they're the same. But when they first opened their accounts, when they first wanted to get started, they went into the branch and actually talked to somebody just to kind of get the ball rolling. And then boom. And then once they got acclimated to it, then it was all about the phone. I totally get it. The other one that we've been talking about is kind of the theme going through the whole thing here is modern digital banking technology is critical for attracting young customers. So we've been talking about this the whole time. So you got to have that digital, right?
I mean, I think that And we've said this for years too. Banks are not compared to other banks or credit unions are not compared to other credit unions or banks when it comes to user experience and ease of use and accessibility. They're compared to gaming systems and online shopping and online entertainment.
Yeah.
So they're not compared to each other. So you don't need to be just as good as the credit union down the street. You need to be as good as the entertainment site that the younger folks are going to. And it needs to be that easy to use. That accessible and always on and that type of thing. So it need, you know, you just have to make sure that you're remaining modern from a functionality perspective, yes, but really importantly from that user experience perspective.
Yeah, I'm finding that is becoming what's the word? Demographic agnostic.
I think it's
going across every demographic now. Everyone's so used to that retail, that super easy retail experience, that Uber, the Amazon, all that type of stuff that we keep using. So yeah, your financial institution has to follow suit, if not exceed that. So yeah. All right. Last one here. Digital account opening is imperative. I think this is kind of a good segue from the last one we talked about. So that first impression, right?
Yeah. And like you said, you know, some of our, you know, older millennials, they probably did walk into a branch to open their first bank account. I don't think that's going to be true, especially with the younger folks, the Gen Z. If you think about they're going to be moving from that large bank that they started with, that their parents are banking with, and they're going to find their credit union, you know, that resonates with them from a social impact perspective. They're not going to want to go find that credit union's branch.
Right.
They want to be able to do that online. So they are, you know, maybe they see an advertisement or they see something where they're like, that company resonates with me. I'm going to go find them in the app store, or I'm going to find them online. I'm going to download their app, and then I'm going to open my new account. That's the order of operations now, which I think is a little bit different than what it used to be. So having the ability to open a new account, to generate new membership from your digital brand, it's way more important than it has ever been. And it is probably going to increasingly be important for these consumers that just have no interest in talking to someone face-to-face.
For
they want to be able to call from their phone.
For sure. I'm the same way. And I'm a Gen Xer. So yeah. So I totally get it. I don't want to talk to anybody. Just give it to me on my phone. All right. So, all right. Hey, based on all these findings, what are a couple of big lessons that you guys learned here or for financial institutions, credit unions in this case? There are one or two lessons or takeaways that we can use here?
Yeah. So as a digital banking provider, we are also taking the results of this survey to heart when we talk about, you know, it has to be an excellent design and the user experience has to kind of resonate with these younger consumers. We are looking at that as we update our designs, you know, kind of our continuous improvement of our designs. I think the big takeaway for the credit union specifically that is not something their digital banking provider can help with is really that social impact, the marketing. There was one statistic in this survey that I found was fascinating, and it's not a great one, but it's kind of interesting that of the Gen Z demographic, many of them could not. Were unable to identify a credit union in that they knew about.
Oh,
they just didn't know any credit unions.
Think
about that opportunity for the credit unions to get out there with who they are, you know, their social impact, what they as a brand believe in. That really is going to resonate with these younger folks. They may not know any credit unions today, but there's a huge opportunity for credit unions to be out there and marketing to this specific demographic.
Yeah, that's the big hurdle that has been plaguing our industry for quite a while now. So you guys hit it on the head here. All right, Jen, anything else here to add to wrap? I know we could probably talk another 20, 30 minutes on this, on the findings here. It's so fascinating and glaring as well of what's right in front of us, what we need to do to get to these folks. But anything else here to add to wrap up before I let you get back to work?
Yeah, well, if any of your credit union listeners are interested in kind of even more, we've got a white paper out on the Aperture.com website that you will probably link to, and it's out there on Aperture.com. There was a webinar that I did just a couple of days ago with Bank Director that will be dropping soon. So if anybody was unable to attend that, we've got that out there as well. So we've had a lot of fun with this survey and with the results. And just trying to get that data out to our financial institution partners so that they can hear about it as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And you brought up a good point earlier too, that it makes your products and services that much better too, getting this information so you can refine.
Absolutely. And, yeah. We're taking all of this to heart and what can we do to improve the product that we are providing to financial institutions.
Indeed. Well said. All right, Jen, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today and these insights. These are fantastic stuff. And again, we'll put all the appropriate links in the show notes so you can get right to it and check it out and give you guys a call if you have any questions.
That's great. Thanks, Mike. Nice chatting with you.
You are. Oh, likewise, Jen. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.